someone perhaps looks a little sad or they're not perhaps living their best life, I'm always like, yeah, I'm grateful for where I am right now because it could always be a little worse. So yes, absolutely love that quote.
Okay, I'm not going to go serious here. You know what that just reminded me of?
What?
When I lived in New York and I studied acting, one of my favorite activities that we did is we'd have to go in pairs and then find somebody that did something interesting.
Oh.
And make a backstory for them.
See?
Oh,
I do that all the time.
And and it was like, so if I saw like just the way you were holding your bag or something like that, that was the motion that had to drive my whole character development. It was very cool.
People are very interesting.
Do you ever board a plane or you're on your way home and you're like, how many of these people are actually Montrealers or are they tourists that are coming in? Who are they going to see? Where do they live?
Where did they go? What is it for work? Is it for pleasure?
Yeah. Constantly. We can all write an amazing series.
I love this. So, hey, listen, did you hear that Japan is banning something that, frankly, our government should be banning also? Why? Because it might save some friendships and you stop judging your friends.
Oh.
That's coming up right after little Rima and Selena Gomez. It's Calm Down. Beat Breakfast Club. Hope your morning is going great so far. Have that sip of coffee. Have that cereal. Just smile. Enjoy the music. People when they name an unconventional name to their kids. Let's be real. We do.
No, I don't. I like unconventional names, depending
like
on what they
too.
Are. I like unique names.
Please meet Stapler Habercorn.
Well, <laughs> No. Well, if it means a significance to you, well, then you can call your child whatever you want. Or can you?
Not if you live in Japan.
Yeah, no bueno.
Okay, so if you do go to Japan, there's a chance you're probably going to meet a lot of people with unusual names or unique names, such as, like, I think some of them are Nike and Pikachu and Pudding. These have been some of the popular names in the last year.
Okay.
But now the government is cracking down on these so-called, they're called Kira Kira names, which means sparkly or shiny names.
Because they're saying bling names.
Yeah, they're unconventional names for kids, and they're saying it's getting out of hand. So now the government is saying you're not allowed to call your child whatever you want. Mm. The names have to be a little bit more conventional. They can't be out of the box, et cetera, et cetera. And this has kind of caused a lot of mixed reactions, especially on social media, because a lot of people are saying, well,
your choice.
Yeah,
right?
They're not children of the nation. Yeah. They're children of your parents. They're kind of like, I'm allowed to call my kid whatever I want to. But the government is saying it's getting out of hand. You can't, like Lee was just saying, call your child Stapler.
Right.
So how do we feel about this? I'm kind of on the fence about it, too. I like the unique names, but also, like, you know, when Kim the Kardashians were having kids and she changed their child's name 3 times because she realized that she was going to give them a terrible life by calling him Book.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to put more thought into it a bit, right? Because that name is going to be yours forever.
Exactly. And you kind of want to make sure that your child is not going to be singled out because of their name as well. I remember there was a case, I think it was about 10 or 15 years ago, where a couple from Quebec wanted to call their daughter Spetsul. Which is like, you know,
spatula.
Yeah, exactly. And it didn't pass. So the government was like, no, we're very sorry, but you cannot call your, you know, your daughter Spetsu.
Why would they want to call their daughter? See, I'm judging right now.
we do. Come on.
I'm sure there is a backstory, right? Oh, there you go. It exists too. Somebody tried to call their kids Spatula. We got it on the text line. I do find that there are some, like, there's something about being unique, and then there's something that's a little outrageous, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I put a lot of thought into my daughter's name just because I wanted it to translate in the 3 languages that are hers.
Right.
Italian, Spanish, English, and French. So 4 languages that it means the same. But the most challenging of them all is English because people can't pronounce it. So it's Leticia.
Yeah.
And in French and Italian and Spanish, Leticia. It's Leticia, yeah. Leticia, Leticia. But in English, everyone is like Leticia. And I'm like, no, that's not it. But she doesn't correct people. She allows people to call her name or mispronounce
it. She feels bad. That'll come with time, I think, because she's still very young. Eventually, she'll correct them and say, my proper name is Leticia.
Yeah.
Lily Blue's got a very unique name, Lily Blue. She's the first Lily Blue in Quebec. Yeah. I checked. She was the first registered as Lily Blue. But there are some more and more kids that are being called Lily Blue. Yeah. And it was cute because one of her teachers said, if I have a daughter one day, I'm going to call her Lily Blue. Aww. And she was,
You're like, don't do it.
It's very Johnny Depp. Because doesn't he have Lily Rose?
Lily Rose, Lily Rose is more common, but Lily Blue is very, very different.
So I love my son Benji's name. I love all my kids' names, but it's his middle name that really just does it for me. Wichita.
What? Yeah, that's different.
A really cool name.
That's where I was born. So it's I love passing that on to him. Benjamin Wichita Habercorn.
But so how can you judge then? If you called your son something so unique.
It's the middle name.
Yeah, so but it doesn't matter.
The middle name can be unique, but the first name has to be conventional for you?
Well, if it's not Stapler Wichita Habercorn. Hey, listen, minutes away from a whole lot of fun, because I'm pretty sure Claudia and Natasha are going to fall flat on their face. It's the Beat Breakfast Club Spelling Bee!
Hey! Here's what's coming next on the Beat.
Hey,
on the Beat.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. The mix and match event is on at Dormez-vous. It's time to get mixing and matching to suit your sleeping needs. Only at Dormez-vous.
Delicious news. The McDonald's meals you love are now starting at $9.99 every day. Grab your faves like the McChicken, Big Mac, 6-piece McNuggets, or Filet-O-Fish with medium fries and a medium fountain drink starting at $9.99 each plus tax. At participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada, prices exclude delivery.
Well, that's it. Excited to meet your new roommate?
You betcha. You ever have roommates, Mom?
Ah, yes. Had a great roomie. So dependable. Great with money. Amazing what they could do with $45 and fast. Like 300 megabits fast.
What?
Yeah, we call him Evox. Actually, he still lives at home. Maybe I can introduce you.
All right.
Make Evox your new favorite roommate with 300 megabits per second fiber internet for only $45 a month. Details at evox.ca.
Hello?
Hello, Miss Campbell. You just won a trip to New York.
Yuck!
Not again.
Uncomfortable? Fenplas. Comfort at last. Save with the Fenplas 7th product free promotion. Details in store. Fenplas windows and doors. Made right here.
Electric vehicle subsidies are back at GM LaSalle. Fast delivery. Over 50 vehicles in stock, including the Equinox EV and Blazer EV. GM of LaSalle. The largest Chevrolet Buick GMC Corvette Hummer dealership in Montreal. 8000 Newman Boulevard.
They say nothing is lost and nothing is created, but that everything is transformed. Énergir is transforming too. We're putting our network to work so our clients consume less energy and more efficiently. We're putting our network to work to distribute less and less fossil fuels. And we're putting our network to work to ensure complementary energies that benefit society as a whole. Énergir is advancing into the energy transition and has no intention of stopping, because we lose nothing when we transform. Énergir. Imagine energy differently.
Every time a vehicle backs up on a construction site, there are risks. But with proper traffic planning, clear signage, and by following safety measures, these risks can be eliminated. Employers and employees, together, let's be sure to follow the guidelines for safe driving and backing up on construction sites. A message from the CNESST.
Daily reminder, Walmart always has low prices on all your fresh fruits and vegetables. Yes, low prices to help you save money and live better. Like fresh bulk jumbo cherries on for the low price of $3.94 per pound. Shop everyday low prices at Walmart.
At Tongay, shipping is free. That's like having an extra pair of hands to help with your move. Recently, my hands were full with my own move. And when Tongay mentioned their free shipping, they didn't need to twist my arm. No, sir. I welcomed them with open arms. Then I folded my arms and watched them go to work. Hey, did I mention shipping is free? You gotta hand it to them. These days, it's tough finding something that doesn't cost an arm and an arm. I mean, leg.
Tongay. Take a load off with free shipping. Certain conditions apply.
Hey, so what did you want to talk about?
Well, I want to tell you about Wegovy.
Wegovy?
Yeah, Wegovy.
What about it?
On second thought,
I might not be the right person to tell you. Oh, you're not?
No, just ask your doctor about Wegovy. Yeah, ask her it by name.
Okay, so why did you bring me to the circus?
Oh, I'm really into lion tamers. You know,
with the chair and everything.
Ask your doctor for Wegovy by name. Visit Wegovy.ca for savings. Exclusions may apply.
You know those useless old electronic devices just sitting around at home? They're actually not useless. Old electronics contain valuable resources that can be reused to make new products. Sounds pretty useful to me. So bring them to one of the over 1,000 authorized drop-off points that are part of the Quebec Electronics Recycling Program. Find one near you at recyclemyelectronics.ca. Recycling old electronics is not a waste of time.
This week at MyRadioShop.ca.
Get a gift certificate valid for two spa experiences at Strom Spa Nordique Saint-Sauveur, Saint-Hilaire, or Île-des-Sœurs. Rain or shine, enjoy the thermal experience, warm and temperate pools, and relaxation areas with fireplaces.
MyRadioShop.ca.
Stuart, can you make your bed, please?
On it, Mom.
Whoa. He's exactly like his father.
This Saturday, May 31st only, spend $100 or more and get 15% off everything.
BMR. Built for pros.
Conditions apply.
Hi, it's Tam, Telaid Montreal. If you need someone to talk to, I'm here to listen 24/7. It's free and confidential everywhere in Quebec. Call 1-877-935-1101. Telaid Montreal. It feels good to be heard.
McDonald's sundaes and snack size shakes are $2. Or get $1 cones exclusively on the McDonald's app. With those prices, your hands are going to be full of treats. Like Alex here.
My phone.
I got you. App download and registration required. At participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. The Mix and Match event is on at Dormez-vous. It's time to get mixing and matching to suit your sleeping needs. Only at Dormez-vous.
Okay, minutes away from the Beat Breakfast Club spelling bee. Let's see how you could hold up against Claudia and Natasha. I'm laughing because there's no way they're going to get these. Will you? We'll find out right after a little Marry You by Bruno Mars and a look at traffic.
Oh, things are starting to tighten up out there. 13 South slowing between Dagenais and Gouin. 15 South busy around the 50 again through Blainville to the Mill Ill. Then it fills in at Dudemaine for the Met. Midwest crowded, La Cordaire right through to DeCary. 40 East, still a tour. It's starting to get crowded around St. Charles Ave. 20 East, the Gallipo's backing to Donkey Shut. Don't miss new episodes of Parent Wars, Tuesdays at 10 on A&E, a new A&E series proving sometimes it's really the parents who need a timeout. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat 92.5. The Beat 92.5.
It's a beautiful.
Welcome to the Beat Breakfast Club Spelling Bee.
Yay!
So today is actually the finals of the Scripps Spelling Bee. It's airing later on today. It's like the 100th anniversary of that spelling bee?
Can I tell you that I've probably covered 10 of those 100th script spelling bees? Because that was one of the assignments I always had, was to go to Ottawa and cover this for global television, right?
I love that.
And I love it because it was so intense and these kids are so brilliantly smart and they can't use papers. And every time they're trying to figure out how to spell the word, they spell it on the palm of their hand while they're there,
right,
while they're standing in front of the microphone.
Yeah, because it's trying to get the visual.
Exactly.
But they don't televise those anymore, do they?
They do.
They do. Yeah.
It's airing today.
Yes.
The finals, we're going to find out who the 2025 winner is.
Okay.
So how about this? We're going to pit you guys up against each other.
Yes, Claudia and I? Okay.
Claudia versus Natasha.
Okay.
I have the winning words from the last 100 years.
This is going to be hard.
You tell me the year.
Okay.
And then you're going to have to spell it one at a time.
Yeah.
If you spell it incorrectly after the word, you will hear this.
Okay.
Let me tell you, it's not as easy as you think. These words are tricky.
Oh, I'm sure they are. Okay. I know I'm going to lose. I suck at spelling.
Okay.
So,
Well, let's find out just how bad you are. Pick a year, any year.
I'll go with 1978.
Don't ask why. 1978.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
What was the word that year?
The word was... I don't even know how to pronounce it.
Oh, boy. Okay, let's skip to... What about 1979?
Defecation.
Defecation. Can you give me the origin, please?
Defecation. Defecation. Yes, I can. I would love to give you the word.
She went too far down.
I'm sorry.
1978. It's glitching.
I feel like it's defecating.
Okay, from 2000, Demarche.
Ooh.
Can I have the origin, please?
French.
Okay. Can you use it in a sentence?
Yes, I can. Thanks for asking. With his approval ratings tanking, the president wondered what démarche would help him most.
Okay, I believe that comes from the word une démarche. Une démarche is something in progress, something that you're putting in place, and it would be spelled démarche. D-E-M-A-R-C-H-E, démarche.
No, sorry, that's right.
I got to send it out.
Good job.
All right.
Good job,
Natasha.
Claudia. Okay, go.
From?
I want the year?
Yeah.
We're going with my daughter's birth year, 2010.
Okay.
2010.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be woke.
The word is Stromer.
Oh.
Can you give me the definition, please?
Definition. A rheometer designed to measure the amount and speed of blood flow through an artery.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
The origin is German.
Oh. Come on.
Stromer.
Okay. S-T-R-O-M-E. I'm sure there's something on the E, but I don't know. E-R. Stromer.
Incorrect.
Of course.
S-T-R-O-M-U-H. R. Stromer.
Ooh.
And now I walk off defeated off of the stage.
All right, let's do
mine was easier.
One more each, and then I'll make it really easy for you. Okay, Claudia.
All right.
Pick a more recent year.
Okay, let's go for 1999. Let's party like it's 1999.
Ligoria.
Ooh. Ligoria.
Ligoria.
Does it have anything to do with Lego?
It does not.
The glory of Lego, no?
It is New Latin.
Oh, New Latin. Okay, can you please use it in a sentence?
From two Greek elements. Use it in a sentence. Michael's Ligoria made conversations exhausting as he spoke continuously without pause.
Oh, that's a beautiful word.
Okay.
Ligoria.
Ligoria. L-A-G.
I'll make it simple.
Yeah.
Oh. I already
knew that. My turn. I'm ready.
Try that one.
Ligoria. Can you tell me the origin?
Oh, yeah. New Latin with two Greek elements.
Okay. Ligoria. L-E.
Incorrect. Okay. L-O-G-O-R-R-H-E-A.
Are you pronouncing it properly?
Suck at this.
Ligoria.
Okay.
Maybe it was supposed to be Logoria.
Okay. Thank you. I have it in front of me. I'm going to go with
that. We want a new moderator.
So I'm going to make it really easy for you. The most recognizable word in the entire world. Can you spell that? It's okay.
O-K-A-Y.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. You spelled that one wrong.
Okay.
Okay. Well, how about the second most understood word in the entire world? You're going to try to guess what that is next. If you have an idea what it is, text 92925.
Okay.
The second most understood word in the world after okay. In honor of the Scripps National Spelling Bee, we're going to be crowning a winner later today. We are celebrating the words that we can spell.
Okay.
Is the most easy, understood peasy. And recognizable word in the entire world.
You see, okay, however you spell it, okay or O-K-A-Y, doesn't need to be abbreviated any further. So it really bothers me when people text K.
K.
Oh, K-K.
K-K.
Just say okay, because you're using the same amount of letters.
Exactly.
K-K. You're right.
Exactly.
Exactly.
How lazy have we become that okay is okay?
K-K. But you're right. Okay is international.
It is.
Everybody says okay.
Exactly.
Everyone.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be in that language, but you understand it around the world. Okay? So what do you think? Okay. What do you think is the second most understood word? Most recognized in the entire world.
Okay, I want to go first. I think it is stop, because everywhere you go, stop is a universal sign, the stop sign, and it says stop.
See,
so I think stop is probably the second most used word.
Okay. Yeah,
love your rat. Okay. Yes or no?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Stop.
That's a good
like
guess.
Recognized.
Yeah. Right away, I went for no, because that's the word that we repeat the most to our kids. We're grown.
No.
Right when we grow up, it's always no, don't touch this, or no. So I'm figuring maybe no.
It's but, yeah, okay. But in different no, it's, languages, is it no?
Yeah, exactly. But it's the opposite of okay, too.
Yes.
It is the opposite. Fantastic guess. Kim, would you like to throw a guess out there?
I was going to think the opposite. Maybe yes. But how about love? Like, I love that. Like, that feeling of, I love that.
Oh.
Like, it translates in the face as well as in the word. Like, love.
Interesting. So none of you are correct.
Okay. Is it taxi? Because we just got that on the text line.
It is definitely not taxi.
But it's true. You go everywhere. They're like, taxi.
It's taxi.
Taxi.
Yeah. Taxi. C'est vrai.
So it is a word. So it is more of a, not a phrase. The second most recognizable word in the entire world.
I want to guess this so badly.
Go.
Coca-Cola.
Oh, boo.
But why boo? That is just straight up impressive. It is the same name everywhere you go in the world. And that is just marketing genius right there. I don't understand how you can be disappointed with that. That is crazy impressive.
I'm disappointed that that's the second word that we know. It has nothing to do with the word itself, but...
Well, because it goes against every... Yeah. Like, it's the same in every language.
It is. That's pretty... Wow. You're right. That's an pretty impressive branding, marketing, strategy, campaign, whatever it is, that Coca-Cola is universal worldwide. I was going to say go. Because Claudia was saying go, and it, everywhere you go, go is universal as well.
But that's what I mean. So Coca-Cola comes before no, go, stop, love.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But love. If you grew up in a very small town in France before there was technology, you wouldn't know what love is. C'est amour.
Exactly. C'est amour. It's true.
Yeah. It's such a stretch.
But now it makes it a difference. Now you're saying brands. So I'm thinking brands now, like Coca-Cola, I'd be like McDonald's would probably be up there as well.
Absolutely.
Because McDonald's, McDonald's everywhere you go is McDonald's.
But you'll see Coke in more places than you'll see a McDonald's around the world.
Wow, that's nuts. More than no? Because no's no. 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 No.
Keep going.
No.
Keep going. Papa?
Oh my gosh, Coca-Cola.
That's just crazy impressive.
That is. I mean, we all grew up. I like to teach the world to sing. The Coca-Cola commercial.
I didn't grow up with that.
Oh my. All right.
Okay. I did not grow up in 1936.
Everyone knows the Coca-Cola jingle.
Good news for
you. Save me, Kim.
Shaboozy. Hope your Thursday morning
Shaboozy is a universal, too.
Okay.
Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Keep on bluffing, but I just can't win. Drown my sorrows, but they learn to swim. Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Head in a bottle, put my heart in a case. Head's getting harder to act my age. Play a sad song on a tiny violin. For the man at the bar confessing his sins. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold fruit. Nobody knows what I'm going through. But the devil went walking my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. Love keeps knocking, but I just stay home. I ain't picking no flowers from the seeds that I've sown. They say it gets darker when you're coming on door. Still looking for the right at the end of my arms. At the end of my arms. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. But the devil will walk in my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Try to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news.
me some good news. Sitting here sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Bet the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. All I really need is a little. Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little good news.
Oh, man, it's the Beat Breakfast Club, and we get to play Spit It Out every single day around this time. It is always just so much fun.
Well, we're better at spitting it out than spelling it out. That's for sure.
That's so true.
And up for grabs, we got...
a 3-month membership at Orange Theory Fitness, which we had such a good time at yesterday.
So much fun. For yourself.
Sweated so much.
No, it felt so good.
Everybody did well.
So let's give them a big shout out. So we went to the location in Distant and Brossard.
Yes.
It was a lot of fun. We went as a team, all four of us. And they really walk you through it, you know. So whether you literally do a workout every day like Claudia, or you haven't done anything since September like myself,
it's okay.
You're welcomed. You're not. I didn't feel judged.
No. There is no judgment there. And what I loved personally about the class is you're with other people, but there's no time for conversation with someone else. You're literally there for an hour to do a circuit training.
Yes,
and you're focused on your training and your the
heart
speed
rate
that you want to do
and
all that, and there's no talking to anyone. The music is pumping. You're in your zone and you're just working on you, and I really appreciated that. And you have a trainer with you at all times who's checking up on you to see that you're okay and you're not passing out,
and you're feeding off the energy of the other people that are there as well. So like at the end when you're pushing yourself and they go, okay, we're gonna do a 15 seconds full out, and you're running on the treadmill, and everybody goes, let's go, and it's like that sense of encouragement. It keeps you going. So that was super fun.
And if you need that little push, that encouragement that Claudia is mentioning, it's the perfect thing for you to go try out.
Yeah.
So why not give you a free 3-month membership?
Oh, that's
and
good.
Maybe you're going to win that year unlimited membership.
I want to win.
Because one person this week is going to be walking away with that.
So good.
Let's play Spit It Out. Text your name to 92925 maintenant. Kim. What's going on those roads?
Well, South Shore routes are starting to tighten up. La Fontaine Tunnel outbounds at Yves Prévost, inbound reaching for Mortagne. Heading for the Champlain, crowded around Distant, then it fills in at Milan, but then it jams up at Nuns Island for an accident just before Turcotte. Mercier's 132, almost to the Big Bear, 138's at the Bingo Hall. Gallipot, almost to DeLille and the Illetorte, reaching for that 30-40 split. Don't miss new episodes of Parent Wars Tuesdays at 10 on A&E, a new A&E series proving sometimes it's really the parents who need a timeout. I'm Kim Curran on The Beat, 92.5.
Coming up on The Beat. Coming up on The Beat.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. The mix and match event is on at Dormez-vous. It's time to get mixing and matching to suit your sleeping needs. Only at Dormez-vous.
McDonald's sundaes and snack size shakes are $2. Or get $1 cones exclusively on the McDonald's app. With those prices, your hands are going to be full of treats. Like Alex here.
My phone.
I got you. App download and registration required. At participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
The Big Top is back in Montreal. Discover the wonders of Mexico with Luzia by Cirque du Soleil. After sold-out shows, the worldwide fan favorite is here for a limited run. Luzia, only through August 24th, under the Big Top at the Old Port of Montreal. Luzia thanks its presenting partner Sun Life and official partners Air Canada, Lexus, and MasterCard. Get your tickets now at CirqueDuSoleil.com.
Montreal, are you ready? July 16th through 27th, Just for Laughs is back in a big way. The biggest comedy festival bringing you the biggest names around. Tom Segura, Russell Peters, Adam Ray is Dr. Phil Live, Fortune Famester, Michel Buteau, Kumail Nanjiani, Mae Martin, Russell Howard, Nick Mohammed, Danny Boy, and many more. For a limited time only, get 20% off tickets to the Just for Laughs galas. Get your tickets now at hahaha.com and laugh louder than ever.
Ow!
Sweetie, come here. Don't worry. I see a lot of patients with the exact same thing.
Ever since the ice skating rink went in next door,
or is it more than
Dr. Clark's business is heating up.
So many patients need my help. How will I find time to see all of them?
They need to hire a scheduler, stat.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/claim now and get $100 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's late Friday night and orders are coming in. Thankfully, with Saturday business pickup and delivery with UPS, packages get moving on the weekend, so I'm ready for the next order. I love it when a company works on my schedule. UPS Saturday pickup and delivery is just what my business needs.
During the Canada Post labor dispute, the gouvernement du Québec is doing everything in its power to ensure that beneficiaries receive the amounts to which they are entitled. Checks issued by several departments and agencies are distributed in most Service Québec offices. To find out which checks will be distributed and where and when you can pick them up, go to quebec.ca/CanadaPostStrike or contact Service Québec at 1-877-644-4545. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Lobster is back at Casa Grec. For a limited time, enjoy delicious broiled Gaspé lobster served with all the trimmings, or create your own combo by adding a half lobster to the main course of your choice. Hurry in and don't forget to bring your own wine. Casa Grec, for real good Greek.
Transat presents a couple planning their next vacation.
Honey, it's 3 a.m. Why are you on your computer?
Transat's early bird promo. If we book our winter vacation now, we get a great price, reduced deposit, baggage included, and so much more.
I don't think you have to book early, like in the morning.
Better safe than sorry. Coffee? Book during Transat's early bird promo to get up to $600 off packages for two and up to $1,200 off for families. Plus, lots of extra perks. Go to transat.com or contact your Club Voyage professional. Conditions apply. Air Transat. Travel moves us.
It's a Honda.
So, creme brulee or blueberry pie?
I don't know, dearest. They both look good.
With two tempting options like the Honda CR-V or CR-V Hybrid, the choice may be a little difficult.
I'll take both.
So we'll go half and half.
Oh, if we must.
We must.
Built in Canada with local and imported parts, it's no surprise the CR-V is Canada's best-selling hybrid vehicle. Lease the 2025 CR-V Hybrid from 1.99% up to 24 months. It's a Honda. Upon credit approval, details at honda.ca.
Well, Joe, any leads on the case?
Unclear, Lieutenant.
Unclear?
Comes with age, Lieutenant. I think I'm farsighted.
I see.
We've reframed our 2-for-1 sale at New Look. Come see it to believe it. Until June 28th, conditions apply. Chantal Gravel, optician.
Attention, Quebec. It's moving season, and the Bricks here to help. Upgrade your furniture and appliances now, because for a limited time, you save the tax. Get up to 40% off select mattresses, plus save the tax. Up to 15% off sofas, sectionals, bedroom, and dining, plus save the tax. And save the tax when you buy 3 or more select major kitchen appliances. Plus get free local delivery on purchases over $4.99. Some exclusions apply. See in store for details. The Brick, saving you more.
This week in the IGA Flyer.
Cut?
What do you mean cut? I was just getting started.
Yeah, I know, but the grocers just made some last-minute price changes.
Meaning more savings?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, this week in the IGA Flyer, revised by your grocers, family-size fresh boneless chicken breasts are $5.70 per pound, Tassimo Nabob Cafe Crema is $5.94 for 14 T-discs, Fasco & Co. frozen smoked Atlantic salmon is $10.99 for 300 grams.
When they revise prices, they go all in.
IGA, food is everything, and so are savings. Until June 4th at participating IGA stores. Details in Flyer.
Listen up, let's go.
Spit it out with the Beat Breakfast Club.
All right, we're about to play Spit It Out to win a wonderful 3-month Orange Theory membership.
Yay!
And why are you laughing?
You interrupted me hearing about Natasha's vacation this summer. Okay, fine, let's do it.
I was focused on what was happening on air. So,
we're playing a game. It's called Spit It Out. Who do we have online?
We describe the words, whoever guesses the most wins. And first, Leslie.
Good morning.
Right on.
Hey, Leslie.
From St. Lazare.
Awesome, St. Lazare.
Represent. Woot, woot. Lee's hood.
My hood.
As my friends would say, à St. Lazare.
À St. Lazare.
You know who doesn't say that?
No one.
People that live there. Juliana.
I have no clue. I just said that. Yeah, clearly.
Juliana is going up against Leslie. What's up, girl?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you from St. Lazare?
No, I'm from Brossard.
Bro, you're from neck of the woods.
Oh.
No, come on.
From
people
Broville.
Don't call it bro.
I'm from Bro.
You're from Bro.
I just finished my training in Orange Theory.
Oh, good job.
Love that.
So Juliana
is like, I want these 3-month memberships.
Early morning classes.
Good job.
So let's do this. Leslie, we called you first. Would you like to play with Claudia or Natasha?
I'm going to go with Claudia.
All right. Okay. All right. I'm sure we got this. Okay, Leslie?
We got this.
You'll be the talk of St. Laz if you win. Let's do this. Spit it out. Leslie and Claudia starts in 3, 2, and 1.
Oh, okay. So A, B, and C are all?
Letters.
Uh-huh. Not pull, but?
Off. Empty.
The opposite of pull is? You drink this in the morning to get your caffeine.
Coffee?
You add this to your coffee, not sugar, but?
Milk?
Yeah, not a shower, but a?
Bath?
If I'm talking to you like this, I am.
Creepy, but we'll accept Whisper on the buzzer.
So how many did we get?
Six.
You got six.
Six.
Got
six. Good, Leslie. That's good. Well done.
Leslie, who was helping you there?
My lips are sealed.
Okay. I'm like, because I hear people in the background.
Yeah.
Was it Juliana helping you?
No.
All right. Juliana, and
let's
Natasha.
Do this. We got this, lady.
Spit It Out starts in 3, 2, and 1.
When you do the laundry, you do this to the clothes to make it look neat?
Clean?
No. What do you do to them? When you take it out of the laundry, you put them in, on the shelves? You? Okay. What's the meat that you eat on Thanksgiving Day?
Dirt.
Yes. Okay. Yes, that's it. It's a subject in school where you learn how to multiply, algebra. What is that called?
Mathematics.
Okay, yes. Your aunt's children are your what?
Rent?
No, your aunt's children.
Okay. We're looking for cousins there.
Cousin. It's okay.
And Natasha wanted you to fold.
I heard
some
fold
laundry.
From the background.
I heard.
Okay. I heard somebody was helping you, right, Juliana? Because I heard
that
fold.
Was I'm pretty sure that was Leslie.
was that Leslie?
But Leslie, you just gave Juliana a point.
Yeah.
Got three. But Leslie from St. Laz, you win.
Hey. Good job.
That's it. Got it. Okay, guys, I'll come clean. My wife was helping.
Of course she was.
Course
that's
she
okay.
Was.
We heard.
Come on.
We heard.
And she was very, she was good. She was like, letters. All right. Well, good job.
She was into it. She was into
it. Yeah, we could tell. We could tell. That's amazing. Yeah. All right. So you just won a 3-month membership to Orange Theory Fitness. And tomorrow, one lucky winner will also win a full year unlimited membership.
Wow, that's great.
Amazing.
And Leslie, by the way, there's a location close to us in St. Lazar. It's actually in Vaudreuil. So it's like a 9-minute drive.
Yeah, Vaudreuil. That's right. Yeah. Right. I've seen the sign.
There you go.
Ah, from Vovo. Okay.
Oh, my God.
St. Laz, Vovo.
We need to stop this right now.
Turn off her mic immediately. Immediately. Good morning. It's the Beat Breakfast Club, and we invite you to come do some Pilates in the park. It's next Wednesday. You definitely want to check it out. It's us partnering up with the MUHC Foundation, and it's really for a great cause, but we're also going to have a great time. So if you want more details, just hit up our website, thebeat925.ca. Mm-hmm. Kim, how's the drive-in?
Oh, it's a little bit lighter than it was yesterday. 13 South slowing St. Rose to Henry Barassa. 15 South crowded but moving from Blainville right down to the Met. Midwest slow from L'Angelier to DeCary. 40 East, Illitorts almost to the 30-40 split. 20 East, the Gallipos almost to Cardinal Leger. Starting tomorrow, visit PharmaBree for the bonus redemption event and get more for your points, valid in-store and online. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat, 92.5.
Now, back to the hits.
Let's go.
The Beat Breakfast Club with Claudia, Natasha, Kim, and Lee.
Montreal's perfect mix.
The Beat, 92.5.
Visions of me in LA. And I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. If Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me, will make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She's sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream, God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club. Oh, mama, I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong.
Breakfast Club has
three things you need to know.
Oh, this is the news you've been excited to hear. Those tariffs. Yeah. No bueno, says a U.S. court to Donald Trump.
Yeah. He wouldn't understand what that means. You'd have to say it in English.
No, you cannot. The tariffs. Absolutely not. They're not you.
You should send this to the White House.
Send it. Yeah. Let's make things clear, so, Trump. Yeah,
the U.S. court said that Trump does not have the authority to wield tariffs on nearly every country in the world.
Amazing.
So they're just stopping pretty much all the tariffs here. That 25% tariff on Canadian products suspended, with the exception of tariffs on automotive, steel, and aluminum industries. That remains in effect.
Again, I'm flabbergasted more as that the team doesn't know that this was not allowed. But like how everything Trump says is just like, okay, no problem. Like the sky is red, everybody, and all of a sudden everyone thinks the sky is red.
Let me tell you, the sky is red.
Right. So I'm happy that somebody's doing their job.
You know what else is in the red?
What?
Right now, Canada Post.
Canada Post. Yes, we are talking about Canada Post.
Are we going to talk about Canada Post?
Post is reporting a $1.3 billion loss in operating expenses. That's from their annual report in 2024. The Crown Corporation made up for some of those losses by selling off certain ventures, but it's not doing enough, obviously, to help Canada Post. Mm. So how much losses are they totaling? About $841 million last year. And obviously, we have to now analyze whether Canada Post is something that's outdated and needs to be revisited and kind of updated to today's standards of delivering mail and parcels. And obviously, it's because nobody is mailing parcels anymore and people are using other means of getting their parcels.
Got a solution.
Yeah.
What is it? Over here, Canada Post should become a streaming service.
What?
I don't know. The world worked better than what they're currently doing.
No.
No, okay.
How would that work?
No.
So as we know, screen time is now the top concern in schools. We all found out that as of September, you know, kids are not going to be allowed their cell phones at school anymore, right? That was ruled in favor. But a major consultation in the Education Network found that screen time has the most harmful impact on young kids. So what's the solution to ban screen time as early as possible? And I'm talking as early as for toddlers in daycare. Because, you know, sometimes in daycares, if it's a rainy day, they're going to use screen time. They're going to put on a YouTube video. They're going to put on. So they're saying that they would like to see that completely banned. Many say that it just makes sense that if schools are thinking about banning cell phones, then keeping screens out of preschool seems like the logical next step.
Very interesting move. It's a bold one. We're going to be following this one for sure and hearing more about it. Kim. How's that drive in on this Thursday morning?
It's a little lighter than it was yesterday, which is great. Met West, a little slow from L'Angelier right through to DeCary, 40 East at Illitoort, reaching for the 30-40 split. Then it bunches up at Cavendish, 20 East, Gallipoe backing just past the Lille. Then it gets crowded through Lachine. For fresh quality produce, Adonis is your destination until June 4th. Jumbo red cherries are $5.99 a pound. I'm Kim Kieran, Montreal Traffic.
Yeah, not sure what's going on, but there's 23,000 Hydro-Québec customers without power this morning. It's happening mostly in the Montérégie in Saint-Basile-le-Grand.
On the South Shore.
Yeah, exactly. So the outage is currently unknown, but 23,000 customers.
Wow.
Hopefully it's not going to pick up even more.
All right. A beautiful sunshine this morning. We will see the clouds rolling in this afternoon. We do have a 60% chance of rain with a high of 19. Tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, slight chance of showers, high of 23. Right now, 17 and cloudy in Montreal.
Okay, so fashion on fleek or fashion faux pas. Canada is divided over what someone wore to meet the king this past week. Which side are you on? We got Pitbull to kickstart your Thursday morning. Hope your coffee's delicious.
They can try if they want to. What pit saws a bit raw. Took like jigsaw and built it all. Despite a big loss, I bet it all. Ain't fought blind against the world, Ray Charles. Y'all just halfway thoughts. Not worth the back of my mind. But to understand the future, we have to go back in time.
crazy. Let's, yeah, you baby. No, move your groovy, baby. Back, let's make a movie, baby.
It is the Beat Breakfast Club. Good morning. Fashion faux pas or fashion on fleek? It's really dividing Canada, and I'm super curious what you think of what Justin Trudeau wore to meet the king the other day.
Oh, who cares?
No, but
right?
you have to care. I'm the most liberal when it comes to my attires. So he wore a suit.
Yep.
But with these, like, bright tennis shoes.
Yeah.
They're not just sneakers. They're not fancy what kids these days wear with suits. It looks like he was about to go do a workout in bright green shoes.
To be exact, he's wearing the new trending Adidas Sambas, which everybody's wearing right now. It's either between the Sambas or the New Balances or whatever like that. Because you know why? Sneakers have gotten glam. And I think this has started since the 80s, right? Where the dress codes for red carpets and stuff like that, they kind of like revitalized the whole sneaker look. And I mean, if you're shopping for sneakers these days,
they're very expensive.
They are so expensive. Yeah. And sometimes that sneaker makes more of a statement than your suit.
So I was going to say we get to wear heels. We have more choices when it comes to our shoes. Men don't have as much. And I do find that the shoe or the sneaker makes the outfit.
Sure.
And if you have to do like a classic suit to kind of pizzazz it with a funky shoe like that, to me is awesome. And we've seen it more and more in the Oscars too, where people are wearing full tux with a New Balance or a pair of sneakers. I don't mind it. Noah's going for that look for grad.
He's going
for a white pair of sneakers and a suit.
And it's not only men. There are girls who do it too, that they wear sneakers or they wear Converse and prom. Mm-hmm. My daughter's a big Converse wearer and she'll wear it with skirts all the time. And I know what you're saying. There's a time and place for everything.
Well, exactly.
And perhaps when you're meeting the king, maybe you should up your game and be a little bit more respectful to
wear a loafer.
Him. But I don't think, like if I showed up to meet the queen or the king and I was wearing my Adidas, I'm showing disrespect to them. I think that's a really old mentality.
No, but so I grew up going to like maybe a fancy restaurant as a kid with my family. You couldn't even wear jeans too. And I understand we're not in that world anymore.
No, we don't see that
anymore. I literally show up to a black tie event wearing jeans and a shirt. Mm-hmm. And it's about how you wear something. Like, I'm a firm believer. But is there a place for formality? Because if there is...
Well, he was wearing a suit.
He's
not wearing jeans and a t-shirt and sneakers.
You were in Parliament meeting the king.
Yeah.
As a former world leader, it is not, you know, leave from St. Laz, as Claudia calls it. Just, you know, you're making a fashion statement here. You should be leading by example. And I think there's a time and place, and I think you should be dressing
properly. Well, I think if he still had the prime minister title, it would have been different.
I still think that would have been really cool.
It would have been cool, but I think for him it would have been...